From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. News time is 7:30. Good morning. The recession is not over for local governments. That's a lesson Salt Lake County knows well after realizing it's looking at a budget shortfall of $17 million. But County Mayor Peter Caroon, along with the County Council, have already slashed spending by much more throughout the economic downturn. Will they be willing to look at a tax increase, or will they cut even deeper? Mayor Caroon joins me live on the phone this morning to discuss the situation. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Jeff.
Mayor Caroon, some council members said yesterday they felt a bit blindsided by the news about the budget shortfall. How was this discovery made, and how quickly were you able to let the council know about it?
Well, we're looking at 2012, so every year we go through trying to balance our budget, so it's not like we're facing a situation that we've never faced before. And a matter of fact, in 2008, for the 2009 budget, we had to cut, cut $140 million out of the budget. So
wow.
$17 million in comparison is not a lot, but obviously we've done a lot of the easy cutting, I should say. We pulled the rabbits out of the hat for several years, making a lot of cuts to overhead and cutting salaries of employees and benefits. And while those were hard to do, they didn't affect services to our citizens. And so now we're at a point where we made a lot of those kind of cuts, and what's next on the line would be cuts to services. But we're hopeful. It's still August. We're looking at the budget for 2012, so if revenues get back, we will certainly change our projections.
So is this a shortfall caused by lower property taxes or sales taxes? Is it about home values, or is it about people just not spending as much money?
Well, it's a little bit of everything. I mean, you were exactly right in the beginning. The recession isn't over, so property taxes are flat. There's not a lot of new growth in construction. Our sales taxes are flat as well. And so, you know, people just aren't out there buying yet. So while the economy's turning around, and I'm still hopeful, it's just not coming back very quickly. And governments are traditionally, financed such that, you know, every year, if there's not a lot of new sales tax and new property tax growth, then we have to look at cuts to our expenses. And so that's what we've been doing, and we're just starting the process. It's August. We don't have to have this done until towards the end of November. So we just wanted to start early, and I know our council members are concerned, and they want to know why we're in the situation we're in. But this is just sort of the natural ebb and flow of dealing with the economy and dealing with our budget.
So as your administration put forward a plan, or are you starting to formulate one for how you would like to see this resolved, whether it's solely cutting expenses or also bringing in new revenue?
Well, I've asked my department heads, give me three scenarios. Give me, you know, 6 to 10% cuts, which would equate to the $15 to $17 million that we need at this point to balance the budget. And then I said, give me your wish list, where we'll do all the priorities and see where that ends up. And then give me something in between where there's cuts as necessary, and then keeping some of the priorities that you want to do. So trying to look at all three approaches. And I sat down with our Republican council members yesterday, since they are the majority now in the county council,
mm-hmm.
and asked them what their perception was and what the path they wanted to take. They're not eager, as none of us are, to raise taxes, but they wanted to know what services might end up being cut if we didn't raise taxes. So that's the path I will go down now, and look at what cuts would do to our services. And, it would mean either closing rec centers or reducing hours, or, you know, reducing some of the human services and youth services that we provide. So It's never easy to make cuts, because while people don't like higher taxes, they also don't like cuts in their services.
What do you think is a good example of a service that, you know, is more important than something that's simply nice to have? I mean, rec centers are certainly great, but at the same time, we could survive without them. What's an example of a service do you think that would have more of an impact than closing a rec center, for example?
Well, closing jail beds would be another example of a way to cut the budget. Crime is down. Do we need as many jail beds? You know, it's a question we need to ask ourselves. But, you know, you never like to close jail beds, because then if things get overcrowded, then we're releasing people into the streets that we may otherwise not want to. So, you know, there's a lot of trade-offs. If you've got recreation programs for young people, then what happens to those young people 10 years from now if they're not doing productive things during the day? So, you know, there's a lot of ways to look at it and a lot of ways to look at how to balance a budget. So we try to come up with a balanced approach. You can't cut your way to economic prosperity and you can't tax your way to economic prosperity. So at the end of the day, we want to come up with something that's balanced and fair and looks at everything.
And finally, Mayor Caroon, Moody's is looking at the credit ratings of local governments, and Salt Lake County is one of few local governments in the state that does have the coveted AAA bond rating. How concerned are you about a downgrade and how much that would increase the cost of projects in Salt Lake County and potentially force you to scale back on the amount of projects you can do?
I'm not very concerned. I mean, last month, all three rating agencies reaffirmed Salt Lake County's AAA bond rating, although with the recent federal debacle, one of the rating agencies sent us a note saying we're looking at county governments with AAA ratings based on what's going on with the federal government. We don't particularly rely on federal funding, although we do get a lot of the federal funding. If we have to, if we lose the federal funding, we just reduce the programs that we were funding through those funds. So while it would be have an effect on us, especially in social services like housing and substance abuse and mental health and things like that, we'd have to deal with it.
We've been speaking with Salt Lake County Mayor Peter Caroon, who joined us live on the phone this morning. Mayor Caroon, we appreciate your time very much.
Thank you, Jeff.
I'm Jeff Robinson, KCPW News.